Dear friends, here is David praying and praising God. And he says, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be God. He begins by praising God and saying how great God is. In what ways is God great, do you think? Here he says, he has taught me things. He's taught me things. What has he been taught? To fight, to war. He says, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. He says that the life of the child of God is a battle. We are not here just to exist. The Apostle Paul uses this term that he's fighting a good fight of faith. And God has to teach you how to fight. There are people who have great zeal. But the Bible says it is without knowledge. What do you know? What are the skills that you have? So whatever you can do with your hands, with your mind, with your tongue, whatever you can achieve, the skills that God has given to you, who's taught you? Give God the glory in whatever you can do. Give God the glory and say, God has taught my fingers to do this. God has given me a mind to do this. God has given me all of these kinds of skills to serve him, to glorify him. Here he goes on to speak of the greatness of God and that how he will come. And of course, our God will come and he will not be slow. His time is perfect. Jesus Christ will come, the great warrior of a scripture. He will come. But it's interesting that the psalmist here, he speaks about strange children. He speaks about these people who are not the Lord's people. And they do some things. They speak things. He says in verse 8, he repeats it twice, so it is important. He says, whose mouth speaketh vanity. What is this vanity? It's empty words, false words. And then he says, they do things with the right hand. Their right hand is the right hand of falsehood. Again, it has to do with lies, deceit. Who are these strange people? What are these things that they speak of? Who are these people in our lifetime, in our society, that speak things? They declare great things, what we should think, what we should do, what's the purpose of life? And the psalmist says, I don't want to hear anything of them. I don't want to be involved in their things. I don't want to get involved in what they are doing. It's what they say is falsehood. Think about it, dear friends. All you have to do to hear the mouth of falsehood, to drive in your car and listen to Radio 4, BBC Radio 4. Many people do that. I believe some of you here, you watch the BBC. It used to be that it would give news. But with everything that it says, there is always a commentary. What the way you ought to think about this matter. Are they in support of the Word of God? Are they in support of the Scriptures and truth? You ask yourself, the things that you hear all around you, are they in support of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ? If they are not, then you have to listen with discernment. You have to, if you ever engaged in, and it usually boils my blood when I listen to such things, but you ask yourself, is this true, what they say? And you have it. Great establishments that are teaching, are their mouths speaking empty things, truth? Are the things that are they are engaged in and doing, the great governments of this world, are they engaged in things that are right and good and glorifying to God? My friends, we are living in a nation that instead of righteousness exalting this nation, sin has become a reproach. And so what you see around you, we are seeing the whole society, Christianity in the United Kingdom, crumbling. So you hear these things and you think to yourself, well, what are we going to do? What's the answer? What's the solution? Dear friends, the very fact that we are here and we engage in prayer, that is the greatest, an amazing thing. The fact that God is still saving people. The fact that God is still working in people's lives. Some of you here, you've only been converted how long? 6 months? A year? What were you before? You were dead in trespasses and sins. You're part of the enemy's camp. You were listening to all that nonsense, and you agreed with it. I was one of those too. What Jesus Christ did, he came and rescued us. And he saved us. And he brought us to be made soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what is he going to do? He continues. His kingdom, the scripture says, is an everlasting kingdom. The Lord Jesus Christ will have the final say. He does say the final thing, and every knee will bow to him. He is the great warrior, and he does make great soldiers after him. And so what does the church say with the psalmist? We say, happy is the people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. There is no need for us to fret and fear. That's what the world would do and wants you to do. But our God reigns. We are blessed. We are to be a happy people, rejoicing. That's why, dear friends, we sing. We sing of the truths of God. And here the psalmist, with all of his troubles, as the psalmist oftentimes is found in trouble, he says about singing a new song unto the Lord. And the reason for this is because he realizes the Lord is King. And so we must lift up our voice. Let us then pray now, asking God's blessing.